Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. With the early music revival, entire generations of specialists have emerged that set themselves apart from their mainstream classical music counterparts. But the Basel-based chamber orchestra, I Tempi, formed in 2013 with a model that hopes to bridge the separation between Baroque and modern orchestras. Their name, I Tempi, or The Times, reflects their embrace of each time period of the orchestra: Baroque, classical, modern, and contemporary. The jack-of-all-trades orchestra sets no limits when it comes to making music, performing orchestral repertoire from all periods and styles, using a historically informed approach both in musical style and instruments appropriate to any given period. It might sound a bit like a circus on stage, and I imagine it does take a patient audience, but I Tempi even claims to switch from Baroque to classical to modern instruments within the same concert, in this way putting various sound worlds in stark contrast side by side. I Tempi's debut recording features the string players of the orchestra with a program of Loyer's Guitar Concerto and the string serenades of Dvorak and Elgar, led by conductor Gevorg Garabekian. Here's some of the heart-tugging middle larghetto movement of the Elgar E minor serenade, Opus 20, from 1892. I Tempi plays here with a great depth of expression, wide swells and dynamic contrasts, and a very tasteful use of vibrato, sometimes none at all, and sometimes just enough. Elsewhere on this disc, I Tempi manages tricky passages with skill, showing off tight and well-unified ensemble playing, as in the scherzo of Dvorak's E major serenade. Presumably, I Tempi use torte bows and their standard modern instrument for these late 19th century pieces, but I wonder, are they strung in gut? Gut strings were widely used by performers all the way until World War I, when shortages of material and production forced many players to switch to wire strings. So, historically speaking, the use of gut strings could be appropriate in this case. Given their mission as an orchestra to play all repertory on period-appropriate instruments, and given that their recording is boldly titled Authentic, I only wish that I Tempi would have included a little more information about their instruments and approach to historical performance in their CD booklet. The real gem of this recording is the guitar concerto by French composer Antoine du Loyer. And for this, there is one very interesting performance note provided, in which we learn that soloist Stephen Schmidt is performing on an original 1826 guitar built by René Lacote in Paris. Luaye had a dual career in the military and in music. He served as a soldier, starting at the age of 20, but left France in 1791 in the wake of the French Revolution. In 1800, Luaye could be found teaching guitar in Hamburg and then in St. Petersburg, where he remained for 10 years, serving as a guitarist in the Tsar's court. In 1812, Luaye returned to France and rejoined the army, and somewhere in there he managed to compose 40 opuses of guitar music. Thanks to this debut recording from the new Basel-based orchestra I Tempi, listeners have a chance to get acquainted with Luaye's music. If you would like to hear more, you'll find a link to this recording on our website. Just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.